The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara says that, it says in the Mishnah, who's the Dama Chayal Malacha Mishum people nice with Tame? So the Gemara says, and the Mishnah says no Me'ilah. So the Gemara says, like Me'ilah who the lack of Isurika. It's mashed in the Mishnah that there's only no Me'ilah, but there is an Isur to be Nana from it. Va'amai, ha'mamayna the Kayanimu. So the Gemara answers, Amar Abchanino Yoitzim Rabakibi. It's talking about that something left the Azara, and that thing is not going to become mutter because it's Aser anyways, because of Yoitzei. And there's no Mila, because we're going according to Rekiva, who holds Zerika Melas the Yoitzei. So Taisis asks the question, Taisis asks, that Lechaira, this whole Machlikus about Zerika Melas the Yoitzei only really makes sense by a Behema. You have a Behema, that the Behema, you shecht the behema, you caught the dam, you kabbal the dam, and then after you did kabbalah, a part of the behema went out of the azara. So that's fine. So now you can have a question whether zrika may also yitzir or not. But by oif, the way you do zrika by oif is that you're doing hazar, which means that you're spraying, you're spritzing from the guf of the oif. You're taking the actual body of the oif and you're spritzing the blood on the mizbeach, being mazal on the mizbeach. So in that case, how is it possible to say that part of the oif was yoytze? If part of the oif was yoytze, so then when you're being mazal the dam, you're being mazal either some dam or shamnunas that already went out of the azara. And the Gemara says in Tzvachim that that's a problem. The only way you could do it is if you cut it off before you makabal the dam to make sure that you didn't get any dam from the shamnunis or dam, according to the man number holds dam amovel bevaram damu. But the point is that you shouldn't get any shamnunis or dam from the chalik that went out of the azara. So by oif, how would that be possible? So Taisa says two things. One teretz he says the ma'ir shekol adam nesaf betzavar v'achar kach yotzer regel. The hash to lekol omecha shel shamnunis shekol mash osed lalish betzavar menei varim kvar ola. He says it's talking about that the dam all gathered together in the tzavar. In other teretz he says inami kugin shiyotza kuloi. Maybe it's talking about that the whole thing went out. V'chotach mashiyotza me'etzem. You cut off what went out with the etzem. She'ein's apsul ba'ifis. It's not going to be possible by ifis. Elam came a chus raver. Even though by an animal, if you cut off the entire the leg, that would be a problem of balmum. But by oifis, it's not a problem because there's no din of balmum by oifis. The only thing that's possible by oifis is mechusar eiver. So there's a few questions on taisis. One question is that lechayra, if you chopped off the entire leg with the etzem, lechayra, that's also mechusar eiver. So in that, the Birchas HaZavach answers that it's talking about that not the entire eiver went out, just a part of the eiver. And the din chusar and eiver is only if the entire eiver went out. And the Tzayim Kachim says that Taisis doesn't, you have to be Magia Taisis. Taisis doesn't mean that you cut off with the etzim. Taisis means that you cut off without the etzim. You did not chop through the bone. But then there's a question on Taisis. Why does Taisis have to say that the only thing that's possible by oif is mechusar eiver? L'chaira, even if balmum would be possible, this wouldn't be possible. Like the Gemara says in Zvachan that the only time it's possible is if you chop it off with the bone, or if you chop it without the bone. The Gemara says in Zvachan, that's not considered a balmum either. Now, according to the Birchas HaZevach, L'chayra, there's a very strong question over here. The Gemara is saying that there's a machloikis about this Eber that you chopped off, but there's Rikam Eyalas L'yotzei. So the Karen Oyer asks that L'chayra, the problem with the Eiver is not that it's Yoytzei. The problem with the Eiver is that it's Eiver Menachai. So really, this question, I don't really understand the question so well, because you could say that in a Hanami there's the Isra on the Eiver, it's Eiver Menachai, but still there will be a Machloikis, whether it's Rikam Eyalas L'yotzei, because even though it's Asar Al-Tzeir B'Nachai, we still have to have a question of whether or not you're Moyal in this Aver, and whether or not you're Chayiv Mishal Pikul Lo Yisav Tomei, and that question will depend on whether Zrika Me'al Sal Yoytzei. The Karen Ayer seems to be assuming that if the psul is a very severe psul of Aver Menachai, then Zrika certainly wouldn't work. It's not clear why the Karen Ayer is assuming that the psul of Aver Menachai would be an impediment to Zrika working more than the psul of Yoytzei. However, there's another question that maybe this is what he means, but L'chayra, you could ask a very stark shayla, that L'chayra, the machlekes that Zrika may also yoytzei is applicable to a part of the behemoth that's a part of the carbon at the time of Shechita. But if at the time of Shechita I already chopped off a chelik of the carbon, fine, so the carbon is not possible because of that, because it's not considered mechusar eiver. But what makes that thing is part of the carbon. That has nothing to do with the carbon. So why should that be, why should that depend on the question of Zrika Me'al Sal Yoytzei? Zrika Me'al Sal Yoytzei means if you have a carbon, you shechted the carbon, so every part of the carbon is considered part of the carbon. And now you do Zrika on the dam of the carbon, so now does the Zrika work on a chelik of the carbon that has a psul of Yoytzei? But if you chop off a part of the carbon before you actually are even shech the carbon, so even though that part of the carbon was part of the carbon at the time that you were maktish the carbon, l'chayra, that part of the carbon should not have the zrika shouldn't work on it because at the time of shechita was not part of the carbon. So this question, it could be you could answer according to the Gemara earlier, that the Gemara on Daf, the Mishnah on Daf Vavam Abayz actually makes a similar comparison. The Mishnah on Daf Vavam Abayz compares the Machloikas about Zrika Me'al Sal Yoytzei, and the question of if you're mafresh two chatois, you have two chatois, you have a mafresh chatos va'avda ve'hevresh acher sachteha ve'avkach nimtzas orishayna ev'reishteim oindais. So the Mishnah brings a raya. The Mishnah, Rav Kiva says that Zrika has to be Me'al Yoytzei, just like Zrika works when I'm Zoyrik the dam of one chatos. It makes that the other chatos shouldn't have milah. So too, Zrika should work for Yoytzei, and even though something went out of the Azara, nevertheless, it should be, the Zrika should work for it. So you see in the Gemara that even something which is not even part of the carbon itself, it's a separate behemoth, it's a separate animal, but since it has the same kedusha as the carbon, the halacha of whether or not Zrika would work to be moitzi that carbon from Me'ilah would depend on the question of Zrika Me'al Sal Yoytzei. And Rav Kiva brings a raya from that. He says, just like Zrika works over there, so too Zrika should work for Yoytzei. And it seems in the Mishnah that it's even more pasha than that case that Zrika works for the other animal. So if you say that Zrika works for the other animal, it could be that the Pshat in Taisis is that Taisis held that the same way that Zrika works for the other chatas, that you were mafresh instead of the first chatas, so too Zrika would work for a part of the behema that was, you were makdish together, or the part of the oif, that you were makdish together with the oif, even though I chopped it off before Shechita, so it's not part of the carbon at the time of Shechita, nevertheless, the Zrika is gonna work for it just like it's gonna work on a different behema. The Chalknasin says a different shot in Taisis. The Chalknasin says we're not talking about that you chopped it off before Malika. He says it's talking about that you chopped it off after Malika, before Azar. Nevertheless, Taisis has to say that Zrika, I'm sorry, that by Oifis is no psul of Balmom, the only psul is Mechuzar Eiver. Why? Because the Gemara in Zvachim teaches us that, the by Behema, if even though the Torah says the psul of mum but at the time of shechita, nevertheless, if you make a mum in behema before Kabbalah, you have a din of bal mum. Why? Because it says that v'laka midam apar hapar shal yekvar. It has to be the same par that you had at the time of shechita. So since there's a psul of bal mum by behema, So Mela there will be a din of a parasha yekvar, and if you chopped off the leg before Kabbalah, it will be possible because you don't have parasha yekvar. So the Chaknasin says that that's what Taisus means. Taisus means that you chopped off the leg after Malika before Hazah, and Taisus has to redoise that if the psul will be because of Bal Mum, so then we would perhaps compare it to Behemah and say just like by Behemah there's a din of parasha yekvar, and if you get a mum before Kabbalah, there's a halacha that is possible, just like if you would have had a mum before Shechita, so too by your oif, you would have the same halacha, that if there would be a din of bal mum by oif, so if you chopped off the leg before Hazah, that would also be possible. But since the psul by oif is only a psul of mechusar eiver, there's no psul of bal mum, so therefore we don't compare it to behemah, we don't apply the din of parasha yekvar to oif when you chopped it off before Hazah.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.